Tens of thousands of tourists from around the world visit Thailand's famous dive sites each year. But marine experts say the killer tsunami 2 weeks ago has temporarily damaged some of the area's picture-perfect coral reefs. Scuba divers have been scouring the depths of the Andaman Sea in some of Thailand's favorite dive spots. They're clearing away debris littering the seabed, all carried by the killer tsunami 2 weeks ago. Choroniti Tamyong, a marine biologist at Thailand's Chulalongkorn University, explains how debris, such as furniture and vehicles, dragged off land by the giant waves, caused the damage.
Coral is animal, but they have some kind of algae living inside the coral. And those algae need the light to photosynthesize. So when the coral are covered by all these things, the coral couldn't survive.
The Thai government says its initial assessment shows overall about 5% of coral reefs have been harmed. The damage is most extensive around South Patong Beach, with 20% devastation, and Kupai and Rana Bay off PP Island, which lost almost half the reef. Ukrit Satatumin of the Phuket Marine Biological Center says the situation is not that bad given the catastrophe.
I think the effect of this tsunami to coral is very minor. The damage were restricted to only specific sites in Phuket, but the major reef areas still in good condition compared to untouched by the tsunami.
The United Nations has sent some equipment to help divers clean up the Andaman Sea. Mr. Ukrit is optimistic.
Coral can heal itself, even the coral that get damaged, like breaking off or even turnover. Some part of the coral is still alive. I'm sure that it will be within 3 or 5 years that we can see the coral will be in the good condition again.
Elsewhere in Asia, Indian marine experts are also examining marine life off the coast of Kerala, which was also hit by the tsunami. It is feared that the killer waves may have killed or displaced rare sea turtles in the Indian Ocean.